In 2 weeks.
2 weeks, all right.
And we saw 32 people in Atlanta.
Okay. Is Tatiana here?
She's not.
All right. And Dale's not going to be on. Who's on from NIAAA?
I am.
Wow, holy smoly, we got the big boss.
I figure before we go to Poland, I might as well catch up on what's going on the clinical components of CFAS, so I'm not as ignorant as I normally am.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to help you much, but we'll see. All right, someone else just joined us. Pardon?
Kenneth Jones.
Ken Jones.
Christina Chambers.
And Tina Chambers, okay. All right, well, we can get this show on the road.
I'm on two. Pardon? Claudia Teshi. I'm a newbie, Claudia Teshi.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Welcome to this thing.
Welcome.
I'm sorry, your team has not been added to our roll call yet. I don't see it there, so.
Okay.
All right, anyone else that I didn't announce? Call on or whatever.
Ed, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right.
And Chris from UCLA is here too.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
All right. So a couple items that we need to deal with. One is I haven't heard anything from anybody about a possibility for a clinical based ISBRA symposium for the meeting that's going to be held in Paris in September 2010. Michael Charnas is arranging a basic science program for a submission, and it would be really nice, and one of the ideas that came up would be on possible aspects of facial imaging. So maybe Leah could take a lead and get that to Tatiana and see if she has any interest in putting one together with Peter Hammond, Chris, herself, on using these new technologies and assisting in the diagnosis of FASDs.
That's a great idea. I'll do that. We'll do that.
All right, because I think, you know, you could easily do that with, you know, one maybe dysmorphology type one and some of the 3D one, and maybe even some of the MRI possibilities.
Okay.
So
okay.
That would be good. I was pleased that there seems to be some progress on the amount of data being uploaded, or at least put onto the Google documents list. There seems to be certainly an increase, I think, in terms of neurobehavioral testing. San Diego is above its target. Los Angeles is above its target. Atlanta's just about at its target. New Mexico has increased substantially over the last 2 months, and that's good. Northern Plains had a slight increase. And happy to report that South Africa is now on a trajectory that's paralleling its target thing. So I think that's really good progress in the last few months, and I hope it continues.
Can we pat ourselves on the back?
Yes, you can. That's enough patting.
Okay.
Okay. The imaging thing has also made progress. Again, Los Angeles is well above their targeted population. San Diego is increasing, but just slightly below its. South Africa had reported 7 images done in the last month, and so that's a real good thing to see. And so I think, again, we're making progress, and we'll come back to the South Africa thing because of the idea of trying to get these images here. The 3D imaging one, San Diego is about 50% over its target range. Los Angeles is also well above its target range. Atlanta just crossed its target, so it went from almost very few to up to over 50 images collected. The Ukraine is above its targeted, I think, by about 8 or so images. South Africa, cameras going there, and we're going to discuss that in a minute. So I think everybody should be applauded for getting these data in, and I'm assuming if they're in the Google Docs that they're getting to, if they're not already in the central repository.
Okay. So could you talk about the Mexico, please?
New Mexico?
Oh, it's New Mexico.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's probably my phone.
No, I just didn't know about our project in Mexico.
Ken, you were supposed to have 40 kids seen there already, Ken. All right. Okay. Now, a question on the agenda thing. Are all the neurobehavioral sites now uploading to the central repository? Sarah, do you know about that?
About whether people are uploading data?
Right.
As far as I know,
that capability?
Well, there were some issues. Colleen, I just heard from Colleen this week that she was working with, I can't remember exactly who, from Indiana, trying to get some uploading issues resolved. Last I heard, UCLA, I believe, had solved their problems. And Atlanta, I honestly can't remember, but I'm sure Claire can tell us. We've been uploading, and I think that is everybody. I haven't heard about any problems from New Mexico yet.
That's because we haven't.
You haven't had problems, or you haven't uploaded?
No, we haven't uploaded.
Okay, well, we got to get that done.
Well, I think at the very least, we should each site should try to upload at least one case just to make sure it works. Because there have been site-specific issues that need to be dealt with. So even if you're not ready to upload a lot of data, just try to do some just to see if you can get it to work.
Okay, I will. Julie's not on, and I'll check with her and make sure she's doing this.
I know she was having problems previously, but I thought they were resolved. Andy might know also, but I can't say for sure.
We're ready to upload quite a bit, but we just don't have the time to do it. As we speak, Wendy's messing around with it right now, but we're going to get a student in here to do them all. That's the way we did in the previous.
So hopefully we'll do that. There's another upload or transmission problem is the South Africa data. And Elizabeth, Chris, you want to talk to that?
Yeah, well, so we're still trying. I mean, I just this morning sent an email asking if, you know, if it's something we can pay for, is it really prohibited in cost? I mean, Catherine Nahr, when she was there in February, said she had access to it to submit a paper, and it took her all night, and it didn't work. So it's not, you know, the wires may have gone from Europe to South Africa, but I don't think it's, you know, widely networked yet. That's my
question. There's now a new company offering service in Cape Town.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know what the value of the RAND is. They do it, it looks like, for most people on a permit.
Right.
I mean, a per minute basis.
Right.
But they say that they can do 500 and something kilobytes a minute or something here. Let's see what this.
It's
512 kilobytes a second.
Right.
And they're charging $90 or 90 rand per minute.
Right.
Divide that by 7.7.
So
to get the U.S. dollar now.
All right, so
I guess that what for that to work, one of Colleen's staff would have to take the CDs that they would have mailed, go to whatever place has the computers that they can transfer from download the data.
That's $11.68 right now.
A minute.
Yeah.
Wow. So that,
Well, I don't know how. I'm just looking at the website of this place. It's, and it's called QNET. And the other thing.
Is that the one that Colleen sent?
No, this is the one that I found.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing is I think that someone should get in touch with George Fine.
Okay.
Because he's collecting images there, and he must have to get them to Hawaii somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have, you know, figured out a way to do this.
Yeah.
Now, hey, for the next batch, I'm hoping perhaps Leah could get in touch with Colleen and just carry him back.
Right, okay. Well, it's funny because I got a $150 bill from the shipping company and the data from Nigeria. Funny or not.
Well, I hope it's, was it a real bill?
Yeah, it was a real bill. So anyway, there's some confusion. I mean, I think they...
Well, Leah, do you have any problem carrying back a bunch of CDs?
No, not at all.
All right, so why don't we get all the data that they have collected and someone tell Colleen to get them onto a CD. And,
we're trying to set up a call with her next week. I'll ask her to do that when we talk to her.
No, and so
I think they're doing that pretty routinely anyway.
All right, but I mean, just so
but,
that
yeah,
we're all ready to go
right.
And we don't have any problems, you know, that all of a sudden their CD writer breaks or something.
Mm-hmm.
So give them enough advance time so that when Leah comes back, she can carry back and then just FedEx them to you for a couple bucks.
Right.
All right. And then, Elizabeth, could you email George and see whether he's solved any issues?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, are you on?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Can you do me a favor and email me a note about that? Because I'm up in the mountains and I don't have email.
Yeah, no problem.
And that way I won't forget when I get back.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you. That and the, there's something else.
All right.
Sandy at IU, I'll check with our network guys to see, because they deal with a lot of international networking, and maybe they know something about the best way to get stuff to South Africa. No problem.
That would be great, Andy. Thank you. All right. Ken and Tina, Leah was having problems with the three-question issue.
What she told me was that she just had emailed the investigators who had the question.
I lost you. Hello?
She had emailed the investigators who had records for morphology exams that were missing the three-question data.
All right, Patina, you have to come out from underwater.
I'm not underwater.
Well, every once in a while, I mean, you just, I think, Claire, you have the same problem. You can't, cuts out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear me any better, this is Sarah, but I do know that we now have the ability to upload data for exams that are missing morphology data, but just have neurobehavioral data, which is a big step forward, and that also is related to the three-question issue. And I think what Tina said was that Leila has contacted all the investigators to get the missing three-question data.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is the third time this has been on the agenda, so that's 3 months, so I'd really like to get it resolved and get it off of the continuing agenda. So if someone could get Leila to figure it out and resolve it, and I'll help in any way I can, that would be great.
So Ed, Leela's sitting here. Do you want to, maybe you can say what would
no,
be the best
I,
way to
I mean,
do
it. I'm not sure what the remaining issues are. So
okay. As I understand it, the now with the modification to being able to upload neurobehavioral exams without a physical exam, that it's
mm-hmm.
changed how the repository can accept the physical exam. So Andy just needs to take a look at that.
Andy, are you up on this?
Yeah, my understanding is we got the technical solution in place on the repository side. Missed a step on the data input, so we'll get on that immediately.
Hey, Ed. Michelle here. Just let you compliment like Andy in his comment. Where we are right now is testing We have implemented a mechanism on the central repository side, so people can upload subject without exam. So I've been pretty much like working a little that. There is a small thing that needs to be fixed, which is on the input tool side that allows people to just export the subject without exam. So we'll pretty much work on that as well, and should be done pretty soon. So right now, we're testing.
All right. So by next month, we hopefully won't see this on here anymore. It'll simply say congratulations for dealing with the 3Q question.
Yes, and also some like pat on the back and party and everything.
I'd appreciate that. All right. What any follow-up issues on the informatics core priorities? Did anyone respond?
I got an email from Ben, like Sarah's side, and they gave like a list of things that they want us to work on. One of them is this uploading subject without exam that I just mentioned. The other one are a list of things that we need to finish on the cross-query side. But they are pretty much the only people that actually contact us with a specific set of requests. We have an idea about other things that people want us to do, but we haven't got really like, hey, this is what we want, this when we need this done, and so we could appreciate it if people would send us more information.
All right. So maybe if you could email Jill and she'll send out and circulate another reminder to people to get that in. The other news is, well, Charlie Goodlett was on the Basic Science call the other day. The issue is ready to go out. They're just waiting for the one chapter from Tina. And
so I talked to Carl about it this morning and yesterday, and Carl thought he was going to be on this call today. That's where it's sitting. So I will.
My bad.
Oh, there. Okay.
I will. We should finish it off this weekend.
Because Charlie had a deadline that he had to get it to the publisher, and he said if it wasn't there, I forget what the exact date was. And if it wasn't there, there was nothing they were going to be able to do about it. So I don't know whether he contacted either of you or not, but
I didn't hear from him.
Got to get it done.
I didn't hear from him, but I'll contact him right after this call.
Jill, do you remember what his cutoff date was?
His initial cutoff date was August 20th.
No, the new cutoff date when it absolutely has to be there, and he said that they were just going to go with what they had at that time.
Don't know.
It's probably on the basic science notes. All right. Okay, we already went over the Google spreadsheets. Now that everybody's on, I'd like to welcome Claudia Tesh to the CFAS. She has the developmental project in New Mexico, and we look forward to working with you. Is your subcontract in place?
Not quite yet. We're still wending the IRB through our process. Apparently, you guys need a date for that.
All righty. And then I think it's all ready to go and signed here. So I think once that comes in, then they can release the funds and hopefully get going right away.
Okay.
But welcome. And if there's anything you need, Jill is kind of the go-to person.
Okay.
Knows what things are and where things are. And go from there. The other thing, Jill, there was one other thing that we talked about.
I was just going to mention that it's time to start thinking about the winter meeting.
Okay, so we're going to have a 3-day winter meeting, probably be sometime in January, early February, so Jill will start collecting available dates. And once again, if anyone would like to host this for home institution, I think the idea was pretty good last time in North Carolina, in Chapel Hill. And we would need to get NIAAA's approval to have it outside of that area. But I think everyone had a good time at Chapel Hill last time, and I think we got a lot accomplished. So if anyone would like to host it, that would be great.
Can we go back to Chapel Hill again?
If Kathy would be willing to do it. I'd like to go someplace warm. I think we spent enough winters in Indiana. No offense there.
Right.
But, you know, I've walked too many cold streets at night in Indianapolis. So North Carolina would be great if there's interest in San Diego. The only problem, San Diego tends to be very pricey at that time of the year. You know, we could, New Mexico would be a possibility. So
usually cold here.
It's cold there?
Sure, in January.
I don't know these things.
What does cold mean?
Hey, Michael.
Hey,
there's no snow, is what he means.
Oh, yeah, we can snow.
You can do it in Boston.
It gets cold in San Diego. In Albuquerque. I've been there.
We freeze up pretty good.
All right. Well, if anyone, you know, really would want to showcase their place, just let me know. And, I mean, we could deal with some winter. That one time in Indianapolis was just brutal, though.
It was.
So, all right, that's all the busy work. So,
Ed, did you talk about the symposium? I came on a couple minutes late.
I did. That was the first item, and I mentioned that you, in fact, were going to put in a basic science proposal to the ISBRA, and I thought that perhaps doing one on facial imaging dysmorphology might be a good one to do. And Lee is going to talk to Tatiana about one of them, perhaps Chris and Peter Hammond. That would be two Europeans in there, which is an important consideration for the ISBRA meeting.
And
there is travel money to go to this meeting, so not all your expenses, but they'll get your airfare and your registration paid, probably.
So
about brain imaging.
I have three so far, which is myself, Kathy Sulik, and Jennifer Thomas, and unfortunately Consuela Gary is already committed to another one. So I'm willing to bend the topic if there's a European that you can think of who would blend with that group.
All right. Maybe when we come back from Poland and Berlin, we'll have a European for you.
Good. It was from molecules to animal models. We might need to extend it right up to man.
All right. Ken and I will look for that while we're there.
Great.
And then yes, Elizabeth, I did mention imaging, so that would be a possibility.
Elizabeth, have you got people to do that?
No.
We have data if you're interested in that, but we're not European.
I know, yeah. I'm not European either.
Yeah, that's the for acceptance, they would want to see an international presentation. So you have to have a minimum of one non-U.S. person, preferably two. And it's
but what about having been born in Canada? Does that count?
Well, it's just a birthing issue.
We treat Canada as foreign when it comes to a foreign ISBRA.
As you got a birth certificate that can document that you are Canadian.
I have a passport. I don't think it's going to fly.
We'll go to the right wing here, and this will be a birthing issue. All right, so what about progress? Anyone have any interesting papers accepted, rejected, modified, or whatever? Any ARRA money been forthcoming to anybody?
Not new ARRA money.
All right. Any new papers or progress?
Well, we have a paper that just was, the one in Charlie's Journal was in press, and then we submitted a profile paper that I heard back from John Hannigan that the reviews are coming back, and we should hear very shortly.
Okay. Anything for the facial imaging people?
Chris is going to start writing something with the diagnosis instead of just asymmetry. And also, Feng Zhou has landmark data on the mice images, so we can give that data to Chris to start on.
Okay.
And this is Sarah again, sorry. We also are working with Elizabeth and Ken Jones on just a small project looking at the facial dysmorphology, brain imaging, and neurobehavior. We're trying to analyze some data, and if anyone has any specific ideas about that, we'd be happy to entertain them. We were going to submit it for a conference presentation, but I think we're going to do it for RSA, spend a little more time thinking about it.
Well, that
do it for RSA instead.
But that brings up a question that I'm interested in, because if, say, we have a bunch of kids in L.A., and we have the brain and Kinz measures, I mean, and then South Africa is just starting. But, I mean, if, you know, for your thing, Sarah, you know, I mean, you said it was through an abstract, and that's great. We could work with you on it. But I was wondering about starting to try to combine data, but at the same time, if we do it too early, then are we sort of
right.
Disadvantaged? I don't know. Does anyone
that's definitely possible. I'd love to hear what other people think. So we had the same thought, and one of the reasons we didn't combine data was for the phase one, which is where we have the most neurobehavioral data. We were San Diego was the only site, and we thought about going to phase two. We can't combine phase one and phase two,
right.
If we want to include neurobehavior, but we could go to phase two and wait. But I just thought it would be we could, you know, get something out early.
Well, because
but it would be very preliminary.
Yeah, so we have the phase one imaging data from you guys and our sort of pre or early CFAS data from our group. So that's sort of combined, but it's a different issue than when we start doing phase two.
Okay.
And I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if we start combining data when we don't have enough from every site, is that gonna
shoot ourselves
in the foot?
But I think that's one of the critical reasons why we need to get data collected at all the sites.
Yeah.
Because we're now in the third year of this renewal, and in 2 years' time, we're going to have to rewrite or start writing the continuation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we have 2 years to demonstrate the value of this product.
Well, then maybe it is worth, like, say, seeing if we have some, we can combine brain and neurobehavioral from LA and San Diego. And then once we get a larger corpus, we can do a slightly different focus, or
alternatively, maybe we could combine dysmorphology and brain and not neurobehavior,
mm-hmm.
because neurobehavior might be the limiting factor. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but
I think it's a good idea that we think about it, but I think we have to think about it in the context that there's 2 years left before this proposal is going to be going. And, you know, considering that it may take 3 months to hear about a paper, we really need to be cognizant of the fact that we're running against the clock here.
So, Ed, are you falling on the side of waiting until everything's collected? Is that what you're...
I'm falling on the side of basically...
Seeing what we
can
do.
Let's see where we are in 2 months, but let's start looking at the data and seeing what's there.
Yeah, I seem to agree with that.
I feel very strongly about this as well, but I don't think that this should just include the brain and dysmorphology, and even the brain dysmorphology and neurobehavior. I think it really needs to include the brain dysmorphology, neurobehavior on the 3D imaging. And if we, I don't know how many cases we need in which we've got all four of those modalities included, but I think we probably have a very significant number of them, and certainly enough of them to be able to show the strength of what we are up to and show some correlations and associations. So I think we should be aiming towards that immediately, trying to find out how many kids we've got in which we've got all four of these modalities included.
Well, my view on that, I think that's great, too. I mean, even if we have 20 with all...
Even if we have 20, it seems to me, that would be phenomenal.
You know, so...
Far more than 20.
Right. So, like, I know what I can provide.
I actually don't know. I mean, if we just look at San Diego, and that's all I can speak about right now, but we don't have that many more than 20 that have all four data points. We probably have 20... What did I send you, Chris? Maybe it was 28 that had... neurobehavior, dysmorphology, and brain, and they probably mostly have 3D facial imaging. So,
that's 28 from one site.
Right.
There's even if there's 10 of that from three other sites, we're up
to 50s. But I don't know if we have I mean, we don't have all four data points from every site.
No, but
well,
like,
I think
it's
this is Suzanne from UCLA. I think we have at least 39.
Yeah, see, so I think, all right, so I think that we can just verify this empirically and find out
okay,
how many we have from all four.
Well, the only question I have then is I don't really have a strong sense of what kind of data the 3D facial imaging people can provide. I mean, Leah, what could we use from that data?
I think we can look at how the face changes with brain function, with cognitive.
But the face, but what measure, what specific?
More the shapes. I think we can do less with the actual anthropomorphic measurements that Elizabeth Moore does. But we can do a lot more with what Peter Hammond and Chris Klingenberg do.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is I don't have any clue how to combine that with the kinds of data.
Oh, you don't. They would do it, I think. They would use your data and combine it with the landmark data. But what might be helpful is to identify what variables in the other domains that we should use in our analysis. You know, I know that you guys have a lot of data that you've collected.
All right. Well, why don't we start a discussion of this either via a separate conference call just related to this or one of those Google things that Jill puts together and people can just add to it.
I hate
there.
Google things.
Pardon?
But I hate those Google things. I'd rather talk to people.
All right, then I think we should set up a conference call when Penn and Tina get back into town.
I think it's exciting. I mean, because I know I could take variables from the other sites and do things with the whole brain surface and that kind of thing, too. So we, you know, got to clearly figure out how to approach it.
And maybe Jill could find out how many kids at each site have all measures.
Yeah.
And I think, but make sure you consider that they're phase one and phase two neurobehavior data.
Neurobehavior, right. All right, so let's make that happen for the next conference call.
And along the same lines that Jill is going to get that, it seems to me that when there are kids that have neurobehavioral data and don't have dysmorphology exams, we need to get the dysmorphology exams on those specific children who have the neurobehavioral data. In other words, we have to go all the way in terms of trying to find those particular kids as opposed to others. And I think the same is true if you've got neurobehavioral data. Those kids you need to get 3D photographs on, and those are the kids we need brain imaging on.
I concur.
I agree.
So after, where you got going to have the biggest payoff to?
Exactly.
The fastest.
So is that going to be Jill's job to figure that out, or?
I think we're going to have to find out who has the largest database, and it probably is dysmorphology, I think, but I'm not sure.
But apparently, Sarah was talking about these kids who have neurobehavioral data and don't have dysmorphology exams. So I would like to focus on those kids.
Well,
we have some kids like that too, but the situation was that we just couldn't get them back. So we bring them in whenever we can get them in for imaging and neurobehavior, and then we get them all back in groups for you to come in, Ken. But there are like three or four, Suzanne, right, that we could just never get them back in.
And I think right now there's six of our total, like, dysmorphology that don't have, you know, everything. But I think Ken's saying he wants to, like, get those kids back in the best we can.
Yeah.
So we did, like, we have...
How about if each
we have
of the PIs...
Go ahead.
Everybody has, I think, one of those lists. But how about if each of the PIs of neurobehavioral, facial imaging, dysmorphology, brain imaging goes through and looks and see what's missing on what kids, and then make a report. So the imaging people say, we have imaging on all of these kids, but we don't. There's no dysmorphology on this kid, this kid, this kid. There's no neural behavior on this kid, this kid.
Well, Like, I don't know what, I mean, like, Sarah's going to have to give me that.
Well, this
I think you need to do it by
it's all available in the database.
You need to do it by
repository.
not everything's been uploaded to the central repository, so I think you need to do it by site. So each site, maybe this is what you said, and if it is, I apologize. Each site PI has to go through and say, these are the subjects that I have.
Yeah.
You know, these kids have X, Y, and Z. We've done that. We'll do it. We'll certainly do it again.
Well, we don't have anything in the database yet.
I have a spreadsheet with all the kids and, like, what they have and what they don't have.
Yeah.
So,
hi, this is Phil. Hey, I can work with the project coordinators at each site, and I think we can get this remedied pretty quickly.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking of maybe Andy, whether the informatics core could simply go through with the data that's available on the central repository, because if it's not in the central repository, we can't analyze it anyway.
Right. This is Bill Barnett. This is the kind of conversation that we've been looking forward to you having, because these are the kinds of things that really drive the requirements we have for the central repository for the cross-query tool. So we're very excited about this conversation and wanting to learn as much as we can about what your needs are for these kinds of studies. So we'd really like to tune in on these problems and see what we can do to help solve them.
All right, so maybe that's the best way to do it. And if the data are not in the repository, you know, it really doesn't exist because we can't analyze it. We can't do anything with it from the various sites. The only person who has access to it is the person at that particular site. So we need to get the data uploaded. I think that's a high priority. And then I think the informatics core can probably tally and summarize and say, these are what the data we have for all four. This is what we're missing. And then we can go and target it, find out if the data are really there but just haven't been uploaded, or whether we need to go find them and get it done. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I think that your two sites in California are the most likely to have all four.
That's answer.
We don't have brain imaging.
What it means to upload the brain data to the
repository.
Not
right.
Something you've addressed yet.
No, we haven't.
Oh. I mean, I think you should start searching both the repository and each site for all of your kids in San Diego and UCLA. I think those are your two most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there
going to
be
I concur.
Is missing on virtually all the other sites.
All right. Well, I think that we should try to have a separate conference call with anyone who's interested in trying to combine these data sets with the informatics core, and then try to figure out the best way to get what we need so that people can start looking at this. All right, and encourage people at the same time to upload their data, because obviously it's going to come into play relatively soon. All right. Any other progress, comments?
Dr. Riley, on the agenda, did you want to talk about the 3D camera in South Africa at all?
Well, Tatiana's not on.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Do you know anything about any more status of what's happened?
We're trying to set up a call with Amy Elliott and
Dale.
I don't know how to say it, and Dale and someone in South Africa that I can't pronounce it, Odonk or something like that.
Yeah.
About Colleen about leaving the camera there. Apparently there's a room designated for the camera that can be used by both past people and I think Phil's group.
Right, but where it is Heinotendahl put in an application to the PASS advisory committee as far back as late June or early July to add the 3D camera to the PASS protocols. The PASS advisory committee, as far as I know, has not acted on it yet, and the reason for that is that Hein is requesting additional resources in terms of both personnel and I think space rental and a few other things in order to be able to do it. If he doesn't get the approval and the additional resources, he is unable to do it. So it's a group deal where PASS has to approve it, and we have to work out the logistics and the resources with them.
And I'm willing to try to work out the resources, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time doing that until it's approved.
Exactly.
I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for me to sue if I could get additional funds from someone to do this, if in the end they're going to say no.
Right.
So hopefully Dale's bringing this up at the PASS meeting that's coming up, and we'll get some resolution about whether or not this is going to happen, because according to Tatiana, Amy simply hasn't been in touch with her about it at all. So, but I think Dale's going to bring it up for sure, so we'll wait on that.
Well, Hines wanting to do it. Colleen is wanting to do it. And, Leah, when you're down there, we can show you the room. It's right down the hall from our phaser office at Tigerberg. And so, I mean, if PASS does agree, I think everybody's ready to do it, and they get the resources.
Well, it would be ideal if we knew what was happening before I left in October.
Well,
to save a trip back there to train someone on the camera.
You've got the call with Amy, so hopefully you'll find out something
okay. There.
Yeah, I think they were trying to arrange that you would train someone, and then even if that person didn't do it, they would be available to train the person who was.
That would work.
You know, and it's not that every kid going through PASS has to be scanned, you know, or imaged, but as long as we had one person who could do it when most of the kids were coming through,
right. Would
be good. All righty, any other issues? Dr. Warren, any comments from NIAAA?
No, I don't have any. I was going to ask about the camera also and PASS. This is, you know, I wanted last week to be on the PASS dysmorphology call where I knew it was going to come up, but I had a conflicting meeting. So, you know, I just don't, you know, it would be nice if they can go ahead and get the issue resolved. I think they're getting, you know, it's a bargain for them. But we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, there was this, I mean, within the last month, there's been a series of emails back and forth and between Tatiana and Bill and Colleen and Hines and myself. And, I mean, this proposal was submitted a long time ago, but the PASS people haven't done anything on it yet. And so I think we're now trying to push it a little bit further so that if they at least act on it, we know what's going on. We know that they do require additional resources, but I'm not going to commit them until we know we have approval to do it. So,
when is the PASS conference call, Leah?
Well, PASS is having a face-to-face meeting. I'm not going to be here because I'm going to be in Poland. But they're having a face-to-face meeting next Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And that's where Dale's going to bring this up.
Maybe somebody can say...
Well, Faye's going to be there representing NIAAA, too. So that's a possibility to brief her, you know, a quick call to her to brief her.
And does Michael, do you go to the PASS project?
I don't.
Well, maybe whatever happens at PASS, an email can be sent out. I'll be in South Africa as of Saturday.
All right.
A week from Saturday, that is. So.
Everybody's heading out of town.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I will try to keep everybody informed as I find out what's going on. And Leah, if you can let us know what you find out from Tatiana, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Any other issues? Dr. Warren, any words of wisdom?
I wish I had some wisdom.
Oh, you got.
I had wisdom. I gave you some words.
You got a wisdom, and you got a cute little new grandkid with red hair.
That's right.
You know, so.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this kid's got like this little fuzz over the top of its head, that's bright red.
Bright red, yeah.
So it's a cutie. So. All right. Well, I will see some of you in Frankfurt. And the others I'll see soon, and thank you very much. Any other issues we need to discuss?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, take care, and I'll see some of you on Sunday.
Take care.
Right.
All right, take care.
Bye.